Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're recording live this week from the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians annual show in Portland, Oregon. And it's a great place to be here because it gives us a chance to see, meet, and talk to some of the leading thought leaders in the naturopathic community. And we're with one right now, Dr. Michael Traub, who's a practicing physician in the Big Island of Hawaii and is running a clinic at Lokahi Health Center. He's also a site director for the residency program for the Institute of Natural Medicine, an important foundation that we'll talk about that's helping prepare future naturopaths. He's a former president of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, and in 2006 was designated a Physician of the Year by the ANP. So Dr. Traub, thanks very much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, John.
So tell us a little bit. I want to live your life. You know, living in Hawaii, it's like fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your connection to Hawaii. Did you grow up in Hawaii? And how did you become interested in naturopathic care?
I grew up in Long Beach, California, son of a dermatologist and a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And I went to UC Irvine for pre-med. And when I was there, in my first year as a freshman, I met a fourth-year med student. He turned out to be the valedictorian of his class.
Wow.
And he spoke at his commencement and invited me to come. And when he was there, he got up and, to everybody's great surprise, he said, "I'm sorry, I can't do this. I've been stripped of my humanity.
Wow.
I've been trained to be a technician. This is not what I want to do."
Wow.
And so that made a big impression on me, and I started looking at medical school as something that I was going to have to endure rather than enjoy.
Yeah.
So fast forward, around that same time, I participated in an act of civil disobedience protesting the Vietnam War. I applied for medical school a few years later, and the arrest record kind of worked against me. And so I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Ultimately, I discovered that there was a different type of medical program called naturopathic medicine, and I thought that was for me. So that's what led me to naturopathic medicine. At the time I graduated in 1981 from NCNM, there were only six schools that or six states that licensed naturopathic medicine.
Right.
And I was here in Portland, and I didn't. There was something seriously wrong with the weather here.
It's too cloudy.
So there were only two states that licensed naturopathic medicine in sunny places.
Oh.
One was in the middle of the desert in Arizona, and the other was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in Hawaii. Growing up by the ocean, I chose to go to Hawaii. So that's how I ended up there.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the patients that you see in Hawaii. They must be, you know, generally healthy and live the life that naturopathic espouses.
Well, Hawaii has the distinction of being known as the healthiest state in the country.
Uh-huh.
And there are various reasons for that, I think. One is that there's a lot of Asians who live there who have healthier, you know, traditional diets. Maybe
right.
they don't anymore when they move to Hawaii, but they have that and that genetic predisposition to longevity that Asians tend to have. You look in the obituaries and you see a lot of Asian names, but the people are like in their 90s.
Yeah, right.
So it's a place where we enjoy great weather every day of the year pretty much, and people are outdoors, they're active. There's a lot of fresh food that is available year-round. The stress is a little bit less in Hawaii, but people can get really stressed out there, too. The cost of living is very high, but it's what is the price of paradise.
Is there a happiness index that Hawaii or the state quotes?
You know,
pretty high.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, happiness is correlated with a lot of different things. And I think having an active lifestyle is probably one of the strong correlates.
Yeah.
The effect of being physically active on our mood is profound.
Right.
And obviously, diet can play a great role in that too. But a lot of people in Hawaii are stressed because of the high cost of living. They're working two or three jobs. You know, they're working long hours, and conditions are not necessarily great. There's a lot of, you know, stressful things that can happen to us there too.
Right, right. So one of the really important and exciting premises, if you will, or philosophical approaches in naturopathic care is really the holistic approach to patient care and understanding things as important as mindfulness, spirituality, vitality, and all tied to, you know, good foundational clinical care. But in Hawaii, is that easier to deliver there, or for a couple of points that you were just talking about, is just it's difficult there to get people to understand that, or that readiness to a holistic acceptance of healthy living and lifestyle?
I would say that we face the same challenges in Hawaii that practitioners do elsewhere. Maybe it's a little bit more conducive to have a healthy lifestyle in Hawaii, but a lot of people don't. And so I have the same challenge with, you know, encouraging people to make therapeutic lifestyle changes, whether it's diet or exercise or stress management there. But you're speaking my language, because one of the things that I really focus on in my practice is the psycho-spiritual components of health.
Right.
And to me, for my own happiness, I think that is the primary determinant.
Right.
And so it's something that I look to address with my patients, and some of them are more ready to do that than others.
Right, right. So is that sequence of events of your thoughts create your emotions, the result in actions or performances.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Fascinating. So you're playing an important role in the Institute for Natural Medicine, and particularly preparing new residents and new practitioners to go out in the world and practice. So tell us a little bit about your involvement in that program and the difference that you're seeing that kind of a program can make.
First, I'd like to acknowledge for the listeners that you are playing a big role in that, because one of the primary barriers to naturopathic medical residencies is the funding for it. We're not eligible for, you know, federal Medicare appropriations like conventional residents have. And so it's a challenge as a private practitioner to fund medical residency programs and to have support from companies like Standard Process and others that have stepped up to the INM now to really commit to that. Has been amazing, and that's what attracted me to the INM's residency program. I'd previously been doing residency programs for about 20 years through a variety of different funding mechanisms, but most of it came out of my own, you know, pocket, and it's a big challenge.
Yeah.
I have found that there are other challenges to being a residency site director because of the financial component. I have an expectation that my residents are going to generate more new patients into the practice, and some of them have done a phenomenal job of that, and others, for various reasons, a lot of it is just their own personality, they haven't. And so, fortunately, my resident now that you are graciously, generously supporting has gotten to the point now in his first year after about 8 or 9 months where the other day I mentioned to him, you saw more patients today than I did, and that's exactly what I want to see happen here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how are they learning how to do that? I mean, you must be a great mentor, teacher, to be able to help them and show them the way and maybe probably accelerate some of their learnings and experience.
Well, I think that, you know, as a role model, they learn some things from me that help them to bring patients into the practice. One of the things that I learned early on in my own career was that as a new doctor, I didn't necessarily feel confident with every patient, but I knew that it was important that the patients thought that I was confident.
Uh-huh.
And so I would try to act like I knew what I was doing, even though I might not have felt that way. And it wasn't like a disingenuous thing. It was something that, you know, I was trying to give the patient a sense that they were in good hands,
right,
and not be phony, but do the best that I could to come from confidence, even if I may not have known exactly what the best thing to do for them was. I was committed to finding out, and I might not have known on a particular visit.
Fantastic. What advice would you or do you give to the soon to graduate practitioner from one of the schools, and then if they're already out in the first year or two, what's the most important sequence of events they should be preparing for themselves when they get out in that first year or two that they're seeing patients in practice?
Well, I think what I just mentioned is one thing, because I think that people want to come to practitioners who are confident about what they do and who they are. I also think that it's important to be fiscally responsible. You graduate these days with huge monumental debts of $300,000 or more. So you need to be successful. And I think that people should try to limit any further debt burden, right, and live within their means and not borrow a bunch of money to start a practice, but try to find a situation where they can either do a residency or join as an associate and, you know, have the benefit of working with other people rather than feeling like they have to create a whole practice themselves right away.
Right. Yeah, fantastic. How do you feel about the future of naturopathic care? You know, it should be playing such a big role in redefining healthcare as we know it across the country. Yet it's there's a lot of things wrong with healthcare in general, right? But naturopathic to me is kind of like that secret solution. But how can we, what can we do as a community interested in naturopathic to increase awareness and get more people engaged in part of it?
I think we're doing it, John. I've been in this profession now for nearly 40 years.
Yeah.
I've seen it come a long way,
yeah,
and is not, you know, in a state of decline.
Yeah.
And the world is coming around to recognizing that integrative medicine is really the best medicine, where we take what, you know, the knowledge from both conventional wisdom and complementary. And I mean, that is, to me, that's the wave of the future that is coming and that is more and more recognized and accepted and part of our healthcare system. It's not moving at the pace that we'd like to see it.
Yeah.
But it's continuing and constantly moving in a forward direction. And so I've always been an optimist about that and about the future of naturopathic medicine. I've never been worried like some people are that we're going to be co-opted and, you know, somehow squeezed out. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, no, I think it's expanding. And even if you look at consumer interest and behaviors and patient interest behaviors, you know, everybody wants this holistic approach and natural care first. And naturopathic care delivers it. So thanks very much for your contributions. Thanks for joining us on a busy schedule that you have. I know that you're off to give a talk yourself in a few minutes, but thanks for giving us a couple of minutes and sharing your insights with our listeners. This has been the Holistic Matters Podcast, a podcast designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're here with Dr. Michael Traub at the AANP annual meeting in Portland. Dr. Traub, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevier, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.